This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. And hey, appreciate all of you joining us today. I really do. We're in the third hour now. And if you ever miss anything that we talk about on air, please, please go to the website, rushtoreason.com. You can pick up anything that we've done through our podcast. And producer Ann puts a lot of the things up that we talk about on the website itself. So it's really easy to go back and look at some of the things we talk about, the notes, the links, and so on. And again, if you miss anything at all, please do that. And we appreciate that very much and appreciate you listening. Jimmy St. Louis joining us now. And Jimmy, you are the chief executive officer at franchise123.com. Talk to us about where we're at right now when it comes to the marketplace, what's going on with franchises in general, business in general, and some of the disruptions that are happening.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be on the show and talk to you guys about what we're doing with Franchise 123. We started Franchise 123 essentially as Zillow for franchising.
Okay.
We saw an opportunity in franchising in general, and then specifically as it relates to the way franchise transactions are taking place. And you ask about the market and what it looks like. From a franchising perspective, we're seeing a lot more people, due to COVID, try to figure out ways to take their own financial future into their own hands and try to find new business opportunities and ways to be sure they can have some financial stability with their careers going forward. So we've seen a lot of transactions start to happen in franchising, and there are certain sectors of franchising that are beginning to grow faster than others, but it's certainly an exciting time to be doing what we're doing.
That's awesome. And as a small business owner myself, and I coach other businesses as well, Jimmy, and again, I am on your end of it. I mean, I feel like if you really want to have a future and know what that future is going to be, yes, there's risk in owning something on your own, but there's risk in everything that we do, as you know as well. But to me, especially given where we've been in these past 18 months and where we currently are right now, to me, this is the only way. I don't know of any other way to do it. I don't know of any other way to feel and or to be more secure moving forward than to do what you and I are talking about.
Yeah, you know, I would agree. I would say specifically in franchising also, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty as an entrepreneur if you're looking to start a new business from scratch. And
right,
franchising gives them that somewhat of predictability and an understanding of the support team around them so they can plug into something that they may be passionate about.
No, and I'm glad you said that. That was one of the first questions I asked you was, you know, why, if there's somebody out there listening right now and they've thought about doing this, they've thought about, you know, either buying a business or starting one from scratch, maybe they've never really thought about the franchise, you know, side of the fence. And by the way, every one of those I just mentioned, there's pros and cons to each. And Jimmy, you know that as well as I. What are the pros on the franchise side and why somebody would want to look at that?
You know, I think when someone is interested in going into franchising, they may have an entrepreneurial spirit and they may have something that they're very passionate about, but may not necessarily have a desire to start something from scratch and conceptualize a whole new idea. And then on top of that, go and find the support team around them. You know, oftentimes in franchising, there can be a product or a service or a business that you are specifically interested in. And if not in franchising, you know, there's lots of opportunities and lots of ways to go through and select that best business for you. But a lot of entrepreneurs aren't interested in going and just find the business support solutions necessary, the marketing plans, creating a whole new product from scratch. They may be interested in some level of financial security, but also chasing their passion. And I think franchising provides that. It provides that back office infrastructure support to allow some of these entrepreneurs to really just do what they're best at.
Makes total sense. And I, by the way, I agree with everything you just said. There's a level of support, if you would. There's a team. That's probably the best way to say it, Jimmy. There's a team that you get in the franchising world that you typically, well, you don't get if you're going out on your own, and you don't even get it when you buy another existing business. I mean, you're pretty much in it on your own. You got to go find your own resources when it comes to the things you just talked about. That's the one advantage that the franchise side of the fence has. What do you see when it comes to franchising as being the stronger areas? In other words, as people are looking to get into this and they're buying franchises, what are the stronger areas of the business world in franchising?
I think the majority of people, when they think about franchising, they think about McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, those things that have stood the test of time. They think about restaurants being the core of franchising. And although that's true, what we've found that's been interesting, especially in the last 18 months, and people are starting to search for other opportunities, we're seeing mobile services, businesses such as mobile vans that are going to your home to improve home services, improve your garage, paint your house, make sure your backyard is looking great. Some of these franchises where the cost of entry is lower, and it's just an attractive field. We saw this in moving. We saw it in junk hauling companies. These companies where people were sitting at home, they wanted their home to be nice and pristine, and that was just something that we found to be pretty interesting. Some of the other ones are more tech-based. There's software solutions out there that are franchising. There's digital marketing franchises out there, things that can still be considered home-based. So what we're really seeing is lifestyle and lifestyle changes have really driven these sectors of the industry that may have been micro-sectors before that are growing much more consistently now.
Okay, next question I have for you, and this is something I don't think most people really understand the differences, so I wanted you to explain this. I know it, but I want you to explain it instead, and that is the difference between a portal and an actual franchise, because I'm not sure most people know the difference.
So the difference between, you mean a portal, like a lead generation portal?
Correct. Because a lot of folks, I think, think that that's a brand and or, there's some sort of stake that that particular website or those individuals may have in those businesses they're referring. But really, at the end of the day, the businesses are paying for, to be a part of the portal, and the other folks have nothing invested.
That's correct. So typically a portal would be a place where you go on, you may search, I'd like to buy a franchise. I would like to buy a business franchise, a moving franchise. And those groups, you would get directed towards them, and you would search some companies that you're interested in. When you click submit, that lead is typically sold back to that very specific brand.
Right.
And then that brand pays X amount of dollars for the right to your name to contact you. The challenge that we see with that is it's not the best experience for somebody who's interested in investing in a franchise. There's not a lot of research on there. They're kind of hand-selecting a franchise that they think may be good for them, but it may not be good for them. And oftentimes, if they click on multiple brands, they're bombarded with multiple phone calls from multiple brands, and it just becomes a really difficult experience for them to keep up with, one that typically turns the buyer away.
You are correct in everything you just said. So what separates franchise 1-2-3 from that?
So if you think about real estate before Zillow or Realtor.com, if you move to an area, you would find an agent. That agent would show you the book of business within their portfolio, and you were kind of responsible for going and doing your own research. And the same thing kind of the same thing with a portal, where if you call a portal or if you call a franchise broker who may have a small book of business within their portfolio, you are really just at the mercy of the information that you're provided there with them. What Franchise 123 provides, it's a multi-sided platform. So there's a side for the franchisees and there's a side for the franchisors. The franchisors, of course, being the holding company and the business owner. We have now, what we've done is we've uploaded all of the information from all the franchisors online. And so there's over 4,000 franchisors where you have access to their franchise disclosure documents, other legal documents, how the business performs, litigation information, franchisee information. And now the franchisee or the respective franchisee can go on, create an account. They can certainly hand select brands that they like. But we also have an algorithm that's accompanied with a number of different questions. When you answer those questions, now you start to go through this filter process where you go from 4,000 brands down to possibly 100 that may be a good fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we are really doing is we're helping you to get matched up with the best fit for you based upon your work experience, your financial position, your geographic area, and help them understand the best ones that may be able to be invested in by them. And then they can line them up side by side by side by side. And so now what you have is you have a much more informed buyer, somebody who's gone through, they've done the research, they like a brand, and then when they do engage with that brand, now that person is going to have a much better experience, and they're also going to be much more well-informed. So the brand now is getting a much more highly qualified buyer and somebody they can have a really good conversation with. They kind of start that conversation on second base with them. And so after that, what happens is now the franchisee, the investor, can manage that whole experience online. So they can do it at their leisure. They can do it over the course of months or years if they want to. And we have a progress tracker that's on there that allows them to understand all the steps of the process to buy. And over time, they're filtering down from those 100 brands down to the perfect fit for them.
Mm.
And the franchisor is able to see all of this and work hard to put their best foot forward with videos, presentations, all those different things that are making their profile stand out from the competition.
Makes total sense. Again, folks, it's franchise123.com. So if you're interested in doing that, and I know there's some of you out there thinking, you know, where do I go next? Everything is changing in the world around me, even with the existing job I have. I'd like to do something different. I've thought about this, but I don't know what to do. Jimmy St. Louis, thank you. I mean, this is perfect. I think folks can go to your site, learn a lot, and really get some education on how this works and what direction they should make.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and appreciate part of this, and great show, and thanks so much for having me.
No, I appreciate it. Jimmy, thank you again. Jimmy St. Louis, again, franchise123.com. Thanks, Jimmy. We'll have you back again, and I mean that. This is a great way for a lot of you that have thought about doing something along these lines. You may not know how to do it. This will walk you through it, and again, there's just a lot of support when it comes to, you know, a franchise, and I will also tell you there are some costs involved in that. That's where, you know, franchises, that's how they make money. They're, you know, they're getting that money back and that support they're giving you. But I will also say that in general, they want you to be successful, because if you're not, they're not. So it's a pretty good team effort when it's all said and done. Does that mean that franchising is right for everyone? No, but this is one of those things where you have to do the research on your own, and this particular website helps with that a lot. I did a lot of research on this on the front side before having him on. It's actually a pretty decent site. It's a good site. It gives you a lot of information about what we just got done talking about, and aggregates it all into one area where you're not jumping all over the internet trying to find these things out, and they've done a good job on that. So Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is up next. As I said a moment ago, folks, if you want to take advantage of their free Absolute Advantage membership, that's a $329 value. Look it up on the website as to what that includes, but bottom line, it works. It's a great value. You need to text KLZ to 720-526-0231.
Happy customers lead to a successful business. From the beginning, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air has had one defining goal: happy customers. Owner and founder of Absolute, Lewis, had been known to personally drive to a job site to solve a customer's electrical issue. As a master electrician himself, Lewis wanted to make sure every job was done right. But in order to become the number one home services provider in the Denver metro area, Lewis couldn't keep handling every job himself. He needed a team of technicians he could trust to serve customers with the same level of care that he would provide. Over time, Lewis and his leadership team developed a thorough vetting process unique to the industry to find technicians with both technical aptitude and the customer service skills that set Absolute apart. Now, Lewis knows he'll have happy customers because he trusts all of his technicians to stand by their promise. From call to care, we'll be there. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Say hello to the staff from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air during the Denver Home Show, September 17th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center.
American National Insurance is next, folks. Yes, you have to have insurance. Yes, it's needed. No, you don't want to pay any more than you have to, but you want to make sure you're properly insured at the same time. That's where Paul Lewinberger, my agent, can help you. 303-662-0789.
The rebate program with American National Insurance saves everyone money by incentivizing responsible money management. Depending on the cost, customers of Paul Lewinberger will sometimes choose to pay out of pocket rather than making a claim because they'd rather receive the sizable rebate at the end of 3 years than pay their deductible now. As a result, American National Insurance tends to pay out fewer claims each year compared to the competition, which is in part what gives them an A credit rating. American National Insurance then passes along that benefit to their customers by keeping their rates as good or better than their competition. With other insurance companies, you'd need to purchase extra rider policies at additional cost in order to receive comparable coverage. But American National Insurance rewards personal responsibility. Call Paul Lewinberger now for more comprehensive home insurance coverage at remarkably reasonable rates. 303-662-0789. 303-662-0789.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We're back. Lines are open, by the way. Anything you want to talk about, please call in 303-477-5600. You can text us as well, 307-200-8222. Article out of Wall Street Journal today that I wanted to talk about. I was going to get to this when we were talking about the homeless end of it, but I was ranting and raving about folks holding up cardboard signs on the corners and didn't get to it, so here we are now. Article in the Wall Street Journal. What's your raise really worth? Inflation has something to say about it. In a nutshell, this article talks about how, yes, wages have gone up. You heard Bill from Boulder talk about McDonald's in Boulder having a sign out that says $18 an hour. By the way, not the only sign in the country that says that. That's really all over. And it wasn't that long ago, and Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong, but it wasn't but a year ago, that same job was 12 to 14 an hour. It's now 18. That's a huge increase, folks. It's from 12 to 18 is a 50% increase. Yeah, 50% increase in wages from 12 to 18. Most people don't see it that way. They just think, oh, it's $6 an hour. And that's a 50% increase from $12. Half of 12 is 6. Add that to 12, it's 18. It's a 50% increase. Get it? So what's the raise really worth? Well, as we've always said on this program, and I will continue to say, even though you now may be making $18 an hour, I don't have these stats in front of me. I apologize. I've been reading so much this week. But in general, we're paying at least 10 to 15% higher costs for the majority of things we buy. And some things are much higher than that. That's an average, by the way. Some things are 30, some things are 10, some things are 5. But on average, we're paying 10 to 12% more money now than we were even a year ago for the same items. Gas being one of the largest increases, which we all know about. But literally, it's everything, folks. It's gas. It's the price of meat. It's the price of cleaning, you know, products that you're buying at the store to, you know, clean things with. It's toilet paper, paper towels. I can go down the list. It's everything we use, all the consumables we use. Everything's costing more today than it was a year ago. So even though you're making $18 an hour, at McDonald's in this case. I always hate to pick on McDonald's. They're always the one that comes up. I don't know why that is. It could be $18 an hour at any place else. But this article in the Wall Street Journal says for the lowest paid Americans, real wages adjusted for the rising prices, they actually fell 0.5% in August from a year earlier. Even though wages are up as much as I just said a moment ago. In the end, the lowest paid Americans are making 0.5% less when it's all said and done than they were a year ago. So please, somebody tell me from the left, I want one of you liberals to call in and tell me how rising wages helps anybody when everything else rises as well. Okay, you have to add that caveat. You can't just raise wages to raise wages. I've said that 1,000 times on this show, if I've said it once. You cannot just raise wages because everything else has to follow through, especially when you're talking about those entry-level jobs. Really, it's for every job. If a company raises wages, they've either done it because they had a really good, profitable year, and they've got extra capital that they've got to invest back into those wages, which happens, by the way. Or they have to raise their prices to accommodate the forced wage increase that was put on them by the government, or in this case, the market. Which, by the way, has been driven by the government because the rising costs across the board because of this COVID fear, this COVID cult that's running around, has driven those prices up. They're false, but they're not coming back down. And I probably should be careful when I say they're false. You know, those prices are false. I mean, prices are what they are. They're real. If you have to go down and pay, you know, $5 for a loaf of bread that was $2.50 a year ago, well, that's an increase. And you're paying it. Even though it's inflated, that's what you have to pay. So, folks, again, I say this all the time. And again, somebody on the left, please, I'm encouraging you, please. I'll have a nice, civil, normal conversation with you, but please explain to me how rising entry-level minimum wage-type jobs and raising those helps anyone when it's all said and done, you included. And please don't come at me with, well, everybody needs to make a living wage. You've heard me talk about that before. There's no such thing. Living wage should be taken out of the vocabulary, just like loopholes in taxes should be taken out of the vocabulary. There's no such thing. There's no loopholes in the tax code. It is a tax code. If someone figures out how to use it correctly and take advantage of it, that's not a loophole. It's the tax code. If you don't like it, change it. Lobby Congress, change it. Lobby your politician and change it. Whatever. Living wage is another term that should be taken out of the American vocabulary. There's no such thing. This is an invented term by the left, by the way. There's no such thing. I had to correct one of my nieces and nephews a while back on this very subject. And I said, what? Living wage? Tell me what that is. Well, you know, it's good money. I said, well, tell me what that is. Well, you know, it's, you know, somebody making 50, 60 grand a year. I said, oh, so in other words, in your mind, good money is 50, 60 grand a year. But I said, keep in mind, somebody that's used to making 200 grand a year, 50 or 60 isn't good money. Again, folks, please, when somebody says, oh, they make really good money, make them define that. What do you consider good money? What do you consider a living wage? Because to everybody out there, it's different. And I'm not trying to be coy when it comes to money, folks. You all know me. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. I just want people to define that. What is good money? You know, I'm one that says if you own a business, we go back to this franchise topic we had just a few minutes ago. I'm one that says as a business owner, if you can't own a business, put in all the blood, sweat, tears, all the things that you do, if you can't make a minimum of 100 grand a year owning your own business, don't. Go do something else. Because guess what? If it's below that, you own a job, not a business. So if you're a business owner out there, by the way, I'm going to put in a plug for myself. If you're not a business owner, or if you're a business owner that's not making well over 100 grand a year, net profit at the end of the year, your salary plus whatever the business makes, if you're not making 100 grand a year, you either need to call me, get things changed to where you can, or close up and go do something else because you own a job, not a business. And folks, I'm being very serious in what I just said. And my heart goes out to business owners that are scraping away, they're irking it out, they're working hard, they're putting all this time, effort, energy, their family is suffering in a lot of cases, and they may be making 40 or 50 grand a year when it's all said and done. Less money, by the way, than they probably made doing whatever they did prior to owning their own business. That's not the way it's supposed to work, folks. And I use that 100 grand as a very, very, very minimum amount that you should make as an owner. You should probably make, you know, double that. Now, it depends on your sales and what you're doing and all of that, and I get that. But if you're not making a good, solid 15 to 20% net profit at the end of the year, you're not doing it right. And some of you listening to me would say, well, John, the average is like 3 to 5. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the average. And it shouldn't be. You should be able to be in business for yourself and make far more money than 3 to 5% net. And if you're not, stop. There are ways to do this correctly where you can. My point is this, though. Back to that quote-unquote, you know, living wage or that minimum wage and what happens when that increases. Everything else does as well. Because the individual I just mentioned, if they have to go in and pay 50% more to hire someone to get them to come to work for them, what do you think their prices have to do? They have to increase as well. And if they don't, they're not going to stay in business. It's that simple. Again, there's no rocket science when it comes to all of this. This is simple math, folks. As wages rise, so does the cost of the product produced by said business, service or product produced by said business, which means whoever's buying that product or service pays more money, which means inflation happens, which means at the end of the day, we're all equal. It doesn't change anything. Which also means, I've said this before as well, if that $18 an hour at McDonald's becomes the standard for what it takes to flip burgers, that means regional managers that were making 80 grand a year need to make now 120. Follow me? You can't just raise the bottom without raising all. It doesn't work that way. Eventually, everybody gets a raise, which means eventually there's inflation across the board, which means eventually, at the end of the day, no one wins. We're all in the same boat. Again, if you got comments on that or questions and you want to add to that, please let me know. This is an article on the Wall Street Journal. I didn't give you every single little detail of what this, you know, article said, but I gave you the 10,000-foot view, and you can read it for yourself. But essentially, it says exactly what I just said. I didn't write the article, but I could have. This isn't that difficult, folks. It must be for those on the left, though. But again, I go back to the left being mentally ill, because if you're not mentally ill, you would understand all this. But when you're mentally ill, you can't understand any of this. And you think that raising wages just helps everyone. Everybody's hunky-dory now. Great. We all made more money. Life is great. It's grander. It's fantastic. No, folks, it's not. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Cooper Tires at cost, which, again, you know, would I advise them to ever, as a business consultant, ever tell them to sell tires at cost? No. But they do. It works for them. They're going to give a 10% off maintenance and repair this month as well. Again, something else I probably wouldn't advise them to do. I would give them other ways to have specials. But this is them. This is what they want to do. They're helping you as a Rush to Reason listener. Take advantage of that, by the way. Mention that ad. Get that 10% off maintenance and repair. Buy those Cooper tires at cost. Take advantage of what Extreme's giving you. Because it's a great deal, by the way. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't make excuses. Right now, auto repair shops across the country have full lots because nobody can find the parts they need. Delays in the supply chain have led to nationwide shortages, so suppliers have started raising prices. Smaller shops run by one or two guys just don't have the time or resources to spend hours on the phone hunting down parts. Corporate chains don't care enough to even try. The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes every delay personally. They don't believe in sitting back and hoping things will get better, nor will they gouge their customers. Thanks to their buying power, the team at Extreme Auto has more leverage than a one- or two-person shop, along with the manpower to locate parts. They're working harder to protect their customers by maintaining competitive prices and wait times. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme. For an exclusive Rush to Reason discount. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
Flesh and Beck is next, folks. And again, if you're struggling with anything we've talked about when it comes to the vaccine mandates, and as Tito said earlier, you want to band together and figure out how to fight this, give Kevin a call. He'd be the first step in all of that. 303-806-8886 or fleshlawfirm.com.
At Flesh and Beck Law, your attorney sets you at ease from the first meeting so you have the space to think clearly. After an injury, you immediately start worrying about how you will afford the healing process. You start thinking about insurance deductibles, physical therapy appointments, vehicle repairs, and how to pay for rent in the meantime. Listening to one calm, qualified voice throughout the process will help you think rationally instead of making decisions based on anxiety. Call Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation, and you will talk to a lawyer right away, not some legal assistant who just wants to find out how much money your case might be worth. Then, once you and your attorney both decide to move forward with your case, you will continue working with that attorney the whole time. The same person who meets you for a consultation will also sit beside you in court. Eliminate the fear of the unknown. Call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886.
Catherine and Robin look at every sale with reverence and respect. KLZ's real estate team will roll up their sleeves and pull weeds in the yard, touch up the paint on the doorframe, clean cobwebs out of the window wells, because your property holds meaning for you, even as you prepare to leave the home. They can still remember one client standing outside the house after leaving for the last time, looking at the home with wistful emotion. He needed one more chance to relive the memories. Catherine and Robin believe homeowners deserve better service than the average real estate agent can provide. By offering the time and talents of two qualified agents for the price of one, they provide a smooth transition from one home to the next. Call 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210. Or visit KandRHomeTransitions.com. Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby. KandR Home Transitions. Powered by Worth Clark Realty.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, thank you all for listening today. I appreciate it very much. Lines are open if you want to call in, 303-477-5600. And General Milley, which Andy and I were going to talk about yesterday. We didn't get a chance to do it, and I probably should have done this earlier in the program today, but we had a lot going on, so I'll get to it today, and it'll be a hot topic for the next several days, I'm sure, maybe even weeks. We'll see. But this general worried that Trump would somehow go rogue and do something with the nuclear football. So he was behind the scenes, acting like a little dictator, warning China what was going on, and basically doing all of this, you know, behind Trump's and the administration's back. In my book, he committed treason. I don't know any other way to sum it up. If you disagree with me, please let me know. If you agree, you can let me know as well. This guy, in my opinion, he and Fauci both should be behind bars. Now, I would go one step further with Milley. Back in the day, if you committed treason, they hung you out in public. You were done. Frankly, they had to string this guy up in front of the Capitol today and do the same thing. And I mean that, folks. I am not lying when I just said that. And I'm not exaggerating. This guy committed treason, the highest crime in this country. Used to be you died for that. You're supposed to end up in prison for doing that. And by the way, a lot of military individuals that have done a lot less than this have ended up in the brink for it. This guy will get off scot-free. I'll be surprised if he serves an hour. But he should have a life sentence. If they're not going to hang him up, which they probably wouldn't do what I just asked, if they're not going to do that, he at least ought to be in prison the rest of his life. He's not a young man, by the way, but regardless, he should be in prison the rest of his life. This guy committed treason, basically working for China. Of course, Biden today is defending this guy, which tells you a lot about Biden and the scumbag he is. Yes, I know he's the president, still a scumbag. Do I respect the office? Yes. Do I respect him? No, not at all. Why don't I? The list is endless. It's long, folks. His ties to China, what's happened with Hunter, how he got elected, what he's done just this last week when it comes to the vaccine, the mandates of, I can go down the list. This guy is a crumb, total. He's not presidential any way, shape, or form. And for all of you that voted for him because Trump was just too mean, you're an utter moron. And I blame you for where we're at today. You Christians, by the way, that couldn't vote for Trump because he was just too harsh. He just wasn't presidential enough for you. He just didn't say the things you wanted him to say the right way you wanted him to be said. He just wasn't Christian enough for you. Well, tell me how Biden leaving all of those folks in Afghanistan and even the Christians that he left behind, tell me how Christian that is. And tell me how that works for you. You Christians that voted for Biden should be ashamed of yourselves. That's all I'm going to say. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
Well, two things on General Milley. First, he violated the chain of command.
Yep.
And from day one of boot camp, they made you memorize that damn thing.
Yep. You would know. You would know this better than I, John.
From your squad leader all the way up to the president, you had to know the whole chain of command. And he violated it. Second, that alone should get him relieved and retired. But then the treason of calling the other country, and the worst part, I don't know if you heard this, I heard it on the radio today at work, he came out and is 100% not backing down from what he did.
Right. He's not denying it. This guy's basically saying, yeah, and I'd probably do it all over again.
And you know what? The Biden administration and that stooge at the Department of Defense, the ex-general, who's another
right.
Obama sycophant woke guy, won't do anything. So until he gets before the Senate and they question him, no, nothing's going to get done. I mean, this is what we have until January of 2023. We don't have any power over it other than to just raise hell about it. I guess that would be the only thing.
John, unfortunately, I think you are correct. All we can do is keep bringing it to the forefront, letting people know. But and again, correct me if I'm wrong. There are military servicemen and women that have done something, you know, militarily speaking, that goes against the code and the things you just mentioned a moment ago that are probably in prison today that is far less than what this guy did. Am I right?
Oh, I would say, yeah. I don't think they, you know, what he did is treason. If there's somebody out there that committed treason, they're either in jail or they're Bergdahl who got
that's a whole nother, let's not go there.
He did the exact same thing, and the President Obama pardoned him.
Right.
So this being Obama 2.0 and the whole Obama regime running it, nothing's going to happen to Milley.
You're correct. Unfortunately,
John,
you're correct.
I'll give you a good note to end the day. For the first time in 2 months, I could see the Never Summer Mountains and Longs and Meeker Peak.
Pretty clear here today, too. That's good, John. You are correct. That is a good. That's a good way to end the conversation. Appreciate you, man. Take care. Jennifer, let's get to you before we take a break. Jennifer, what's going on?
Hi, John. You know, there's only two questions I think we need to ask General Milley. Cigarette? Blindfold.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
By the way, it is never hung. It's always hanged.
Hanged. Okay. Hanged.
Yes,
got
always,
it.
Hanged. Take care.
And I'm right. That's the way it used to happen back in the day. I mean, Revolutionary War times and so on. That's what would have happened to somebody that was a treasonist. Am I right, Jennifer?
Absolutely. I mean, what are we talking about? Benedict Arnold 2.0?
This is ridiculous. I mean, this guy was letting the most powerful nation outside of the U.S. and probably now is as powerful or more powerful than the U.S. He was going to let them know what we were doing behind everybody else's back outside of the chain of command. Again, this guy should be in prison, period. Done.
It's pretty bad when you get a dirtbag like Vindman coming out and saying how awful this is.
You got that right. Good point, Jennifer. Really good point.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much. Have a great evening. And all right, we'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, he's my broker, and he would love to be yours as well. It's an easy phone call. Kurt will just walk you through everything he's got, the programs, the different options that he has for you, and it all depends on what you're looking to do, but he'll take care of you. That's what he does. 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, speaking of General Milley, too, I want to make sure all of you hear this. If you haven't read this or you haven't heard this for yourself, you need to. So in the book that Woodward came out with, which, again, Milley has not denied any of this, by the way, at all, like John just said a moment ago. So he went so far as to pledge that he would alert his counterpart in China in the event of a U.S. attack, stressing the rapport they'd established through a back channel. Quote, General Lee, you and I have known each other for 5 years now. If we're going to attack, in other words, if the U.S. is going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise, unquote. Folks, if he doesn't deny that, that sentence alone is treasonous. General Lee is a high-ranking general in the People's Republic of China Army. Is that what they call it? Charlie, did I say that correctly? I believe I did. Last I checked, an enemy. Not an ally, an enemy. By the way, you wouldn't do this with anyone, including an ally. Even if we were going to attack one of our allies, we wouldn't, of course. But even if you were, you still can't do this, folks. This isn't how it works. This isn't how national security works. All I'm going to say about all of this, and I love Trump dearly. I really do. I think he did a lot for the country. I wish he were still president. I wish all you knuckleheads out there that voted for Biden hadn't, but you did, and you're dumb for doing so, but you're getting now what you voted for. So are the rest of us, unfortunately. But the one thing that you know, going back to Trump and the things that he did, by the way, he did a lot of things for us. But one thing that he didn't do that I wish he had, he should have canned everybody that was inside the administration that was left over from the past administration and started fresh. He had far too many moles in the organization, Milley being one, by the way, as you can tell. But he had far too many. He should have canned all of them and started over. Mistake he made was trying to work inside the lines, if you would, inside, you know, with a lot of these individuals that were left over from the previous administration. He shouldn't have. He should have just started from scratch, you know, to give him a little bit of grace. He didn't know all of that. He'd never been president before, never been in politics before, didn't know the slime balls that were actually running around there, the swamp that he, I think, really, as time went by, learned more and more about what was going on. And it literally is a swamp. You can tell by a guy like Milley and where he stands. And by the way, a guy like Milley is not looking out for the best interest of the U.S., despite what he may say. He's looking out for his own best interest and the interest of his cronies. Not the interest of you and I, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer. I've had several text messages along these lines, and you all are correct. Nothing will happen here. He will get a pass. You are correct. And somebody else just texted in, not only would he have warned him of an attack, and that attack happened, it would have been our servicemen and women that would have been ambushed. You're correct. Mr. and Mrs. Texter, whoever just sent that, you're right. And that's why this stuff should not be allowed. That's why this man should be in prison. But, like a lot of you are saying, he'll get a pass. Nothing will happen. Biden will give him a pass. He already is. He's already defending him. And what's interesting is to have quotes in this book of Millie, talking to, for some reason, I see his name, Charlie. I always think of, you know, Miley Cyrus. I don't know why I'm thinking that. I know they're not related any way, shape, or form other than they're both morons. But beside the point, Millie, his account of what happened between he and Pelosi, and Pelosi claiming that Donald Trump was somehow out of his mind, whacked, you know, a loose cannon. I can't think of anybody more deranged and more unstable and more of a wackadoodle than Nancy Pelosi. Somebody that's more mentally ill than Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy, go look in the mirror. If you look at some of the things that she has said and done over the past several years, folks, for her to make that statement to Donald Trump is outlandish, literally. That woman should be in a funny farm and definitely should not be in the position that she's in, not by a long shot. So much to say on this, so little time. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Franktown Firearms, as I said earlier, they're next. Don't forget their program on Saturdays that replays again on Monday, Shooting the Breeze from 2 to 3 o'clock both days. Anything else you need when it comes to your Second Amendment right, which, by the way, is the only thing keeping us from being Australia right now, exercise that. Get the training needed. If you've never owned a firearm before, or if it's been a long time since you have, or it's been a long time since you fired one, go see them. Go check out the range. Get up to date. Buy whatever you need. Get trained on whatever you need. Find them at klzradio.com. That's Franktown Firearms, 720-770-7777.
The team at Franktown Firearms wants to help beginners take responsibility for their own safety. You can be a complete novice to the shooting sports and still benefit from a tactical training course. It's all about the aha moment when you start to picture how you'd respond in a real-life scenario. Walking down the range toward a moving target instead of remaining stationary gives you a much better sense of how accurate you'd be in a home invasion situation. Suddenly, you understand why you'd rather use a shotgun than a pistol for at-home security, because it's a whole lot easier to hit a moving target with a shotgun. Franktown Firearms keeps their training courses affordable and fun, so everyone can develop confidence through practice with a pistol, rifle, or shotgun. You don't need a membership to sign up for classes, so register now. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for exclusive KLZ discounts. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, don't have a lot of time left, so I thought I'd slip something in fairly quick. I was going to talk about this again last week because it came up in my neck of the woods over in the Golden, Arvada area. There's a Union Pacific train that evidently parks on its tracks that gets left idling for I don't know what reason. Frankly, don't care. It's a train. It's on the tracks. It's doing what a train does. But the neighbors that are near the train tracks, key word, by the way, in Arvada, are upset that this train comes and parks and spews its diesel, you know, exhaust all over the place, and it makes noise, and it idles at all time of the day or the night, and these people are upset about it. I have to laugh. Because when you move someplace and you're near the tracks, if you don't like trains and the noise trains make, knowing that anything can happen on those tracks because you don't own them, neither does the city. Frankly, neither does the state. Most folks don't realize this, but the railroad runs under its own set of rules and regulations outside of any other governing bodies. They really are kind of on their own in a lot of ways. And that was set up some 100-plus years ago when they laid tracks across this country. It was the deal the government made with those railroads back then to get transportation going. That's a whole, honestly, I should get somebody on to talk about that that's an expert, because that's almost an hour topic all by itself at least. Bottom line, the people in Arvada, I don't feel sorry for you. I'm sorry. I just don't. You should have known before you moved where you moved to that the tracks were there. If you didn't do that on the front side, that shame on you. I currently live about a mile from a set of train tracks, and I knew that when I moved in. In fact, I gauged it before I moved in, knowing that there's a crossing there. There's two crossings about a mile away from me, and you're going to hear those trains cross periodically. It's the way it is. I have one building I own in Boulder that's next to the tracks. Literally, I border the tracks. I know what comes from the trains. And yes, they can sit, they can idle, they can be noisy. They make noise when they cross the tracks and so on. Bottom line is, if you're going to move into an area, please check all that out first and stop whining when the train sits and idles on its own tracks. We'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Kelly Victory is going to join us at 3 o'clock. So is Steve House. We're going to do that for 2 hours tomorrow because we've had so much information we've not been able to get to. We're going to get to that tomorrow, so be sure to tune in at 3 tomorrow. If you missed the first hour, you'll have to catch it via podcast on RushToReason.com. Otherwise, the National Crawford Roundtable is next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.